tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Santa has been in flight now for 7 hours, and we are receiving news of Santa's first visits to Australia. Joining me now from behind Santa's sleigh is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, can you confirm that Santa is indeed in Australia?
Yes, Frank, I can confirm that for you, and I just gotta say, it's hotter than blazes down here.
How do you do it, Crash? Santa is all over the map, and you must go from hot to cold in a big hurry.
It can feel that way a lot, Frank, especially here in Sector 1, where we can be freezing up on the Siberian coast 1 minute or toasting our biscuits like we are here in Australia right now.
Crash, do these warmer locations like Australia make it easier for folks to catch Santa?
I'm not going to lie, Frank. It's something of a sport all over the world to try and catch Santa on Christmas Eve. Warm weather, cold weather, it just doesn't matter. It's just a thing these days to want to snag Santa in the middle of his duties and shoot a selfie with him or something. Most of the time it doesn't work, but Santa, I think, has a secret weapon in the fight against people who just won't go to bed on Christmas Eve.
Well, Crash, you can't say that and then not tell us. What is it?
Reindeer emissions, Frank.
You mean gas? You're saying that Santa is using reindeer farts against later Christmas Eve revelers, Crash? A blast from Blitzen, so to speak?
Oh, Blitzen is the worst, Frank. Especially when he eats a lot of radishes. But yeah, there's just something in that stuff that makes people sleepy, Frank. I think that when Santa gets a little frustrated and wants people to go to bed, he just brings out the radishes and pulls Blitzen's finger, so to speak.
You didn't just say that, did you?
Well, I did warn you that it was a secret weapon, Frank.
And Christmas will never be the same now, Crash. Thanks for that update, and good luck to Santa in Australia, and I guess, bombs away. From the North Pole, where we are emission-free, I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.